Most people will have back pain in their lower back at some point in their lives. People actually spend billions of dollars each year on it. But NPR's Ray Ellen Bushell reports that research shows the best way to prevent lower back pain isn't pills or devices, it's exercise.
There are all sorts of gizmos and treatments to help with lower back pain, but are they worth anything?
Things like insoles and back supports and redesigning the workplace, those things don't seem to work.
That's Chris Maher, a physical therapist turned researcher at the University of Sydney. He and his colleagues in Australia and Brazil wanted to know which approaches actually reduce people's risk of getting an episode of acute lower back pain. So they rounded up 21 studies done around the world involving over 30,000 participants in total.
What we found, which was really quite interesting, was exercise is effective for preventing low back pain.
Exercise reduced the risk of another episode in the next year by 25% to 40%. And it didn't really matter what kind of exercise, aerobic, core strengthening, flexibility, stretching. Dr. Tim Carey, an internist at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, says healthcare providers don't prescribe exercise nearly enough given its effectiveness.
If there were a pill out there that could reduce your risk of future episodes of back pain by 30%, I'd probably be seeing ads on television every night.
In researching what docs do and don't prescribe, Carey found it was much more common to prescribe passive treatments, often something a patient can wear or swallow rather than do.
Why is this? Why are we not prescribing an inexpensive, effective treatment?
Part of it, he says, is that the health industry is centered on products that sell, and exercise isn't one, not nearly to the extent that medications are. Chris Maher agrees.
We've got this perverse incentive in our healthcare system where we encourage people to innovate in terms of drugs, but we don't have the same system to get people to innovate in terms of physical activity.
The result is massive costs and likely a lot of avoidable back pain. By some estimates, in some years, the U.S. has spent about $80 billion on spine problems, including lower back pain. That's money lost on treatments, imaging, surgery, pain medication, and missed workdays.
When you start packaging it all up, you know, the costs around the world are horrendous in terms of how much low back pain costs. And so that's why the issue of prevention is such an important topic.
So he says, ditch the strap-on belts and shoe inserts and get off the couch. Above all, definitely don't rest.
What we do understand about the back is that the more that you use it, the more likely you are to keep it strong, fit, and healthy.
The findings were published Monday in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine. Ray Ellen Bushell, NPR News.